Welcome through the Word to Psalm 18, a deeply historical Psalm of David, also found in 2 Samuel 22. It's David's tribute to the Lord, a song of thanksgiving celebrating when, as the superscription tells us, the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, verse 1, I love you, Lord, my strength. David's thanksgiving here bubbles up and over in deep love and appreciation for Yahweh, the Lord. His prayers have been answered, and deliverance has come after a long obedience against impossible odds. Saul had pursued David relentlessly for 7 or more years, while he and his men had hidden in caves and towns in the wilderness. Eventually, David had sought refuge among the Philistines, only to have Ziklag, the town given for he and his men to live in by the Philistine king, robbed and burned by Amalekites. In that moment, David had faced his darkest and most dangerous threat of all. 1 Samuel 30 tells us that David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and his daughters. David was surrounded by enemies. Saul and his armies, the Philistines, Amalekites, and now his own embittered men. But what David did next sets him apart. Bereft of friends, family, resources, home and country, David found strength in Yahweh, his God. David tapped into the Lord as a source beyond himself. He was steadied in faith and hope, not just for himself, but also for his men, and for God's promises to Israel, given when he was anointed king. And as a result, David was miraculously able to recover all their wives, children, and belongings. David's deep faith in the Lord was forged in this furnace of adversity. He trusted Yahweh and found him faithful. So let's listen to David's tribute song to Yahweh's greatness, one that is so important that Scripture recounts it twice. Verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Did you notice David stack up multiple images of strength? My rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, my horn, my stronghold. David wants to make something very clear. Man-made strength is insufficient. What he needed was only found in the source of strength itself, Yahweh. And clinging faithfully to the Lord made all the difference. Listen as David recounts his faith journey. Verse 3, I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. David was not your Rambo-type warrior. He wasn't afraid to walk transparently dependent upon the Lord, even when faced with many enemies. But in this passage, 4 times David tells us that there is one enemy which loomed larger than them all. It entangled, overwhelmed, coiled around, and confronted him. What was it? Death. This is telling. We can see that David understands all his battles to be part of the primal battle of Genesis 3 against death, that since their failure in the garden hangs over all fallen humanity. And what's more, David's deliverance from his enemies acts as a signpost, pointing forward to God's ultimate victory over that tyranny of death. So what did David do? Verse 6. In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. David called. He cried to his God for help. And his cry came before the Lord into his ears. David's language here evokes the Exodus, when the Lord heard the cry of the Israelites and came down to deliver them from the hands of the Egyptians. So let's listen in as David expresses his deliverance in language like Moses used to celebrate Israel's exodus, and the Lord as the victorious warrior God. Verse 7, the earth trembled and quaked. The mountains shook. Smoke rose. Consuming fire came from his mouth. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning he routed them. The valleys of the sea were laid bare at your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down and drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, who was too strong for me. But the Lord was my support. He rescued me because he delighted in me. This is incredible. David understands his rescue from all his enemies and Saul in Exodus terms, with Saul acting like Pharaoh, an unjust ruler enforcing his power through an alliance with death. But David, as the Lord's anointed, has committed himself to a different kind of allegiance, to the Lord and to his ways. Verse 20, the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning from my God. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. And to the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. For a long time, I didn't know what to do with these verses. They terrified me, because they seemed to require an unattainable blamelessness before the Lord. And in Psalm 15, we did learn that only he who walks blamelessly and does what is right will dwell on the Lord's holy hill. The Psalms do reveal a desperate need for a righteous human being to rescue humanity from evil. But listen, as David tells about where he has placed his hope. Verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God besides the Lord? It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure. You make your saving help my shield, and your right hand sustains me. Your help has made me great. This is amazing. David understands that right relationship with God and others is necessary. And he sees the Lord, his words, and his ways as its source. David recognizes that the Lord supplies the help and sustaining power for righteous living to all who take refuge in him. What an incredible revelation of the Lord. God both upholds his justice and provides the help and strength for the righteousness that we need. From great distress and fear of death at the beginning of the psalm, now David is triumphant. Verse 37, I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I crushed them so that they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. Here again are echoes of Genesis 3. David's allegiance to Yahweh has made him a partner with the promised deliverer who crushes the serpent's head and puts all enemies under his feet. Verse 43, you have delivered me from the attacks of the people. You have made me the head of nations. People I did not know now serve me. Foreigners cower before me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. They all lose heart. They come trembling from their strongholds. This is quite remarkable. David proclaims that the Lord's deliverance made him the head of nations, pointing expectantly to the fulfillment of Psalm 2 and the installment of God's kingly son over the rulers of the earth. This psalm seems to suggest that there are only two sides to the battle for earthly dominion. An allegiance with death, seen in Saul and David's other enemies, or with Yahweh, the source of life and help and strength. And David has made his choice. Verse 46, the Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing love to his anointed, to David, and to his descendants forever. And what about us? To whom will we give our allegiance? And to what, or to whom, will we give glory as our source of life and help and strength? Andre Crouch said it beautifully in his tribute song. To God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. By his blood he has saved me, by his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.